This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, it's Tuesday.
No, it is.
It's Monday, but because it's the second, our minds work in strange ways. We think the second should be on Tuesday, the first should be on Monday, the third should be Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Well, welcome to the new year. It's time for the JV experience to work its magic on you, your mind, and whatever else. Today is one of those really kind of creepy holidays. We had one last week. All right, one's enough. Why do we have to have two? Let's get to work. American productivity is down. We need to get it up. And so we, here as a good example of American enterprise, are here. At least three quarters of us are here. So there's me, there's Victoria, there's Kara. Jennifer needs to have a little time to powder up her nose or whatever other things are going on with her. So she's not here today. Back on the morrow to communicate. So for 2017, you'll notice Kara and Victoria are not well. Victoria will get the message. Kara's gotten the message in the last hour. I don't want to talk at all about 2016. 2016 is over, done, finished, finito. It's 2017, and I've been thinking about communication, because that's really what we do here. We're communicators, and it isn't just talking and listening. It's about sending and getting messages. The attitude that we present, the tone of our voice, our facial expressions are important. I'm saying in personal contact, you won't be able to see our faces, but I'm giving you this information that sort of is applicable, I think, to everybody in every conversation. There are a lot of people around who have lost the ability to connect and communicate. Those people are folks who, yeah, I suppose you could put Alzheimer's and dementia in there. And so when I think about 2017, Victoria, I think about trying to ratchet up my focus on concussions and on the amount of work that's being done to try to figure out what goes on in the brain. We know that bad things are happening, but I'm not sure a lot of people know what really is happening. We know that there is a connection between concussions and excessive sports focus.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a lady, this came to my attention over the weekend, a lady named Catherine Snedeker, S-N-E-D-A-K-E-R, has had 20 concussions in her life so far. Imagine. The first one came 3 decades ago. It was in a car accident. She was 16. But now her son has suffered a series of concussions, and he was only in elementary school. And so she felt compelled to learn all she could about injuries because he became very seriously, what's probably the way, he was injured, but it was more than that. He couldn't, his because he was so badly hurt, he couldn't learn. So she started a group called Pink, P-I-N-K, no relation to the singer. And this was in 2013 in response to what she discovered in terms of not only women going through concussions, because, again, my focus has been, this is why I got my attention, my focus has been on men and boys playing football, although we have talked about girls and soccer mm-hmm. and even cheerleading and things that can learn to, if we learn our way around them, they can really start the brain thinking. And there's so much attention. Yesterday, Meredith and I were in Bed Bath & Beyond, and I saw all of these things that are tying themselves to the Susan J. Komen Foundation and all of that. What a ripoff. It just is, it's absurd and annoying. Not that I don't support, nor do I want to have money spent on breast cancer research and
right.
and rebuilding
people's
lives.
Of course, that's
lives.
Not the message we're sending, yeah.
No, of course it's not. Well, some people might not have heard my theories before in us talking about what a ripoff. It's the same as the Red Cross. All the money goes to the people and their egos who are running it, and it doesn't really go.
And huge salaries that they get paid for working at a supposed nonprofit.
You know what the best example is, and I'm digressing just for a second. The St. Jude's Hospital has the way that it's been run since Danny Thomas started it was completely on donations. People who go to St. Jude's don't pay for the treatment. When they go to support their families who are being treated, they don't pay for their lodging. They don't pay for their food. They pay for nothing because it's all taken care of by the St. Jude's Foundation. So if you want to focus on some way to deal with all forms of cancer, but mostly in children, then the St. Jude people are a great example of how, in my opinion anyway, and I think Victoria agrees with me, this ought to be done. So, all right, so fast forward to this Catherine Snedeker and the pink idea and how much research is being done on women, because apparently some of the studies show, Victoria, that women suffer more concussions than men when they are playing similar sports. Again, back to soccer. Doctors agree that more research is needed on any of the gender differences, but it does appear that women take the blows more severely and show more severe symptoms than men, which is the reason I'm bringing this up right now, because we have a lot of women who are listening who may have played sports when they were in school, maybe they're moms now, and there are things going on. They may have headaches, and it may not be related to, you know, there are a lot of things that go on with women at certain ages are because of what's going on in their bodies. But now add to that the concern for what goes on in a woman's brain when she has a concussion or any other brain injury through sports, maybe through military service. More and more women are in the military.
Right.
And they're suffering PTSD the same as men are. There are women who suffer from domestic violence incidents. Never mind the accidents that we're talking about. So I guess I just wanted to share some information as we start the new year. Maybe there's a different attitude that's necessary on a lot of these things. And I would never, if it hadn't been for me seeing this thing on this woman, I would never have thought about it in a different way on women concussions and traumatic brain injuries versus men. I just wouldn't have. I don't know about you, whether you have any friends who have ever had these experiences because of sports. But remember, not everybody gets injured in sports. There are a lot of accidents. Look at the accidents that took place over this past weekend, the number of accidents around the country because of the bad weather, because of people doing silly things after they were celebrating, that kind of stuff. And a lot of the what's going to happen first? That's why the whole idea of the airbag was developed to protect you, supposedly, from the neck up. Unfortunately, what has happened more often than not is that the impact of the blast, and that's really what it is, that when the airbag comes out, it's a flung.
Yeah.
Have you ever known anybody that went through that had that experience?
With the airbags?
Accident in the airbag, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a friend of mine, if it weren't for the airbags, she was out in California on one of the big highways and got into a horrific accident.
Yeah.
And she was in a Toyota Prius, which would make me think that she would be a goner, but apparently the Prius is very well designed. And to see the car, it's a miracle that she made it out alive. And she says it all the time. She lives in Beverly Hills, and she has to drive by that part on the highway all the time. And she sees where she almost died. And she said if it weren't for the airbags, she came out. They had to cut the car open to pull her out, and she was in the neck brace and the whole thing. And the airbag saved her life. Now, we don't know if she had a concussion afterwards. I mean, I'm sure there were other things that happened, but that's the worst case I've ever known.
Yeah.
We really didn't know if she was going to make it.
What I understand from looking at some of this research here is that the focus on concussions in car accidents and around the explosion of the airbag, it will, yes, save your life often, but because of the impact of this, I mean, the force that comes,
I know.
You ought to have her describe what pushes your face and your head back to the point where there have been a number of concussions that have come out of that. What's worse, getting killed or having a concussion? I guess we could agree that concussion is preferable to being killed.
Right.
But your neck gets twisted. Anyway, the point is, not so much results at this point in time, but the fact that concussions are being studied with a focus on women now, as well as men, I think is important, and younger women as well as older women. And they just think that it's time for that to be done. And more often, cases that bring about studies on specific maladies like this that both men and women could have, the men get the preference once again for whatever the reason.
But then, you know, and just in a sort of timely, quick mention, you know, the Ronda Rousey fight over the weekend that ended in 48 seconds. But the force that those girls go after each other with the kicking and the punching to the head and all that, I mean, that's probably going to be the next sport that gets a lot of attention. MMA is going to get a lot of attention with CTE, too, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, there are a lot of people that have talked about that because they thought she would be able to maintain some sort of presence there, whether she could win or not. But isn't it interesting how quickly these people develop and change? How that Rousey, a year or two ago, would have been considered to be undefeated or undefeatable.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's, you know, I guess her career doing that is probably over, but she's been in a lot of movies, so.
Not probably. But well, she got $3 million for 48 seconds. So
oh, there you go. Well, as long as she's okay. But you're right. I saw a picture of that blow. And it can't have done her head any good.
Right.
And that's why I wonder why people want to do that stuff. And it's more because of the attention that's paid. Why do people want to watch other people beat the hell out of each other?
I can't. I mean, I just have no interest in any of those types of sports. Yeah. Boxing, I don't like. I don't like any of it.
No.
I don't understand it. But, it's big business. So.
Yeah. All right, well, there's an educational component and two or three different aspects to these sorts of things, but that's a good call on that Ronda Rousey thing, because all those other girls like Gina Carano, the girls that have been in this and made a name for themselves, you got to wonder what's in store for them down the line. Hopefully, they're taking some preventative measures in terms of what they eat and how they take care of themselves. Food for thought, yes, a good way for us to start this hour of the DJV Experience. It's now, where are we, at 18 past the hour.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to a new year. Welcome to a good broadcast. I'm not going to tell you it's a great broadcast, because I think that raises people's expectation. Knowing that it's a good broadcast still puts it ahead of most everything else that's out there. If I do say so myself, which is just lousy. Who wants to listen to the same old, same old? I want to start the new year welcoming in new ideas, new thoughts, new people. Like Pink welcomed in a baby boy. She and her racer husband, Carrie Hart, have a baby boy named Jameson Moon Hart. Jameson Moon Hart. Where do you suppose that came from?
I have no idea. I never know where the sun and the moon and all the, you know, kind of names come from.
The sun in the morning and the moon at night. I think Frank Zappa started that with his child. Was
that
it
could
moon
be,
beam?
Yes.
Yeah, moon unit.
Moon unit.
Moon unit.
Yeah, moon unit. Second child for the couple. They have a 4-year-old daughter named Willow Sage. She tweeted, James Moon Hart, 12/26/16. The baby was a belated Christmas present. I only announced that she was pregnant last month, posting a photo showing off her baby belly along with her daughter Willow. And the caption is, surprise! So, does that suggest that it was a surprise? I hope that people don't tell their children that they weren't expected. When you have a child and it comes as a result of just one of those things, you don't tell your child, oh, you were an accident. My God, how do you tell a child? How do you even, I mean, how would you, why would you even think of that? You think about what, words have consequences.
Yes, I
agree. You don't tell your children, you know, you were a wonderful surprise, that kind of stuff. You don't tell them they were an accident.
Yeah, surprisingly, I think a lot of parents do, though.
I know they do.
Or at least kids assume, if you know, if you've got a kid who's 10 years younger than the other one, they always assume that they were an accident.
No, don't like that. I think it's very unhealthy for the mental stability of the child. That was an accident. No. All right, let's move to Avril Lavigne. Did I do okay with that?
Avril, yeah.
Avril.
You're making her fancy.
Yeah, she's a punk today. She's a punk rocker. Stepped away from the music for past couple of years. Now she's writing and talking about her health. She has been battling Lyme disease, which is very interesting. I have a story on that. She wrote on her Instagram, quote, "I wanted to first thank my fans for your patience and support during my time away through my battle with Lyme disease. It hasn't been it hasn't just been a hard battle, but also it's been enlightening. I will always continue to make it a priority to fight and raise awareness about Lyme disease with the Avril Lavigne Foundation." I get when my blood test, excuse me, before I went down to Dr. Ken, had a blood workup, and it showed a serious amount of Lyme in my body, so to the point that Ken thought I ought to go see someone who is a specialist in these sorts of problems. I wonder, I have so much energy now, what would happen if there is something in there? I've had Lyme disease a couple times because of the ticks on the farm and all that stuff.
Right.
And so this indicated that
did
I
did you catch it early? Is that how you didn't have a severe reaction to it?
Yeah, I guess so. I remember, you know, the ones that are bad are the small ones you can't see.
Right.
They're the ones that create Lyme disease. The big ticks don't, I mean, they're just nasty.
Right.
But the little ones are the ones that you have if you have a round circle on your chest with a little dot in the middle of it, that's Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And it can be very, very, it can knock you on your butt. It really can.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, apparently she's working, Avril Lavigne, on a new album that will come out this year. She said, "I can't wait to open up and share my heart with you. I'm excited for you to hear my new song." Okay, well, that's nice. I think more of the awareness of Lyme disease maybe is the most important thing there, because nothing to play with. 28 past the hour here with DJ V.
A whale of a tale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Orcas are free to roam over the entire world to hunt, mate, and otherwise live. But much like humans, orcas tend to stay in the areas where they grew up, hunt the way their particular local clan hunts, and mate with others from their territory. Orcas, like humans, develop what appear to be cultural trends that translate into distinct genomes, mirroring their cultural niches. Scientists are now observing and documenting how the environment and behavioral patterns of orcas are influencing the genetics of their species. Sound familiar? That's because your environment and behavioral patterns are physically shaping you as well. For ways to shape your mind in the best possible way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Like the old song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. So, in keeping with the spirit of the season, I'd like to talk about one fun way you might be able to use some of those gifts you'll be getting to make it even more wonderful. Because, in addition to being a wonderful time, it's also the most warningful time. That's right. Most of those gifts you'll be getting come loaded with warning labels, and some of them are downright wacky. As host of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I know that many of the labels that people have sent us over the years were found during the holidays. One label was even found right on a live Christmas tree. It warned, "Not intended for human consumption." Now, let's be fair. I can understand the need for a warning like that on some of the fruitcakes I've tasted, but on a live Christmas tree? Come on. If you find a wacky warning label and would like to enter our contest for a chance to win the $1,000 grand...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Scrutiny of a new year. It's Monday, January the 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The esteemed Victoria Keelan had a good Christmas and a good New Year's, and I must say that I have the same report. Nice, quiet way to start in the new year. Kara, I don't know that I asked about you. I think you told us on Friday what you were doing, but I don't remember specifically what you told us, and I don't hear a whole lot of hoopla, so it would make me think that you went to bed early on New Year's.
I did not, but no, my plans actually changed from what I said last week. I went to, there's a place in Baltimore where you can do swing dancing that I've been to a few times before. Yeah, and there's actually a ton of people who go, and they get live bands who come and do kind of swing versions of modern songs. So they did some swing versions of like Stevie Wonder and Amy Winehouse and stuff. So I went to that with a couple friends, and they have a bar and champagne, and they actually had like an aerial act where they use like the ribbons and stuff and do all kinds of like swinging through the air and stuff. So yeah, it was very, very cool.
Cute boys.
With the greatest of ease.
Yeah, there were cute boys, and they all dance, which is nice.
Nice.
Really? So was there any, did you see any example of people over-drinking, over-imbibing, overdoing it when you were at this club?
I really only saw one person, and it was, there was a girl in the bathroom who was getting sick, and her friend was with her, and it was just, but it was so out of place, because, yeah, it's in a public place, and she was the only person there that I saw who overdid it. And
there was only one that we saw. We were at a restaurant.
That's kind of the point. I didn't hear a lot. You know, the news media is really trying hard to find people who screwed up over the weekend, and I haven't seen a lot of that, frankly.
No.
Because of some people put this on the door of the refrigerator. Some days I amaze myself. Other days I put my keys in the fridge. Which probably was a good idea for those who, you get it?
Right.
Keys in the fridge?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Like you lose your mind, like you have a senior moment. Well, the only person we saw who had way too much was some woman in her 60s at the restaurant. She fell on the floor, and her husband had to help her up, and she looked like a hot mess. So, yeah, but that was the only example we saw.
Oh, my God. That's really sad when that kind of stuff.
Well, you expect it to be, you know, like the 21-year-old, but it's the 60-something-year-old.
All right, so maybe this is a way for you to herald in the new year. Somebody who was drinking too much posted this. So I just saw a donkey crossing the road. The cool thing was that he looked both ways before crossing. What a smart ass.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't. Some of those things you just can't. Some of them you ought not to, but some of you just can't avoid.
Really? Because I find that I easily avoid those.
Well, you know what I was thinking? A sign of the times. We were talking about sending out thank you notes. I hope that many of you have decided to send thank you notes in one way or another to acknowledge that you got something nice from somebody that you cared about or who cared about you. And so I tell this story because it hit home. Meredith has absolutely impeccable penmanship. She was taught the method, and so she, in her cursive way, writes beautiful. The handwriting is beautiful. So she said she got a gift from a young lady that was is the daughter of a very close friend of hers. So she sent her back a note thanking her for the present. The daughter opened it and couldn't read it because she didn't know how to read cursive. Can you imagine? This is a high school student. Her mother had to read her the letter because she didn't know. This is how bad communication is getting, because nobody's being taught how to write anymore. Everybody uses these damn devices. So this girl couldn't write. I mean, she couldn't read the cursive writing. I saw this, and it was a joke supposedly posted by somebody. Someday us old folks will use cursive writing as a secret code. It already is a secret code, because youngsters, many of them coming through the public schools, are not being taught how to communicate. Everybody's so proud, these schools, of we've got a computer for everybody. Everybody's got an iPad. Really? And what's that doing for the brain quotient, the gray matter in the minds of children? Now, you can say, what difference does it make as long as people can communicate? But I think there's something to be able to write a note and pass. Let's say you're in a jam and you need help. Let's say something happens and you're passing information along and you have no other way of communicating. And you can't write.
Everybody knows how to print. People just don't, I guess, know what we call cursive anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I very rarely write anything anymore. So, you know, my penmanship has just gone way downhill because I don't write anything. So I have to, when I write thank you notes, I have to really focus on it so that it's not just chicken scratch. But that's, I don't know, everybody my age and younger has the same problem.
So perhaps this adage is correct. I finally realized people are prisoners of their phones, and that's why they call them cell phones.
Could be.
Something to be thought.
True.
Yeah.
It's a fud.
But see, the thing is, though, I mean, I don't really think that anybody, like, it doesn't really affect me, except when I'm sitting down and writing a thank you note, that's which no one else does anyway, so I'm the only one left, I think, in my age group.
In your family? Really?
No, not in my family, in my age group.
But the people are so rude, they don't say thank you to people for gifts and stuff?
I mean, my friends.
Is that bad?
You know, no, I mean, amongst my closest friends, we write each other thank you notes, but that's not something that happens anymore. You know, so, I mean, it's so I don't really know that not being able to read script is affecting anyone's life.
Wow,
what I mean, it's true. It's just times are changing. You know,
yeah, right, and not necessarily for the better. All right, so before we're finished with the weekend festivities, you'll be happy to know that a pilot passed out in the cockpit of a Boeing 737 on Sunday morning in Canada. And was arrested when the plane landed on, quote, suspicion of being drunk. The plane had 99 passengers, a crew of six. His co-captain said he behaved oddly, and then he slumped over unconscious in the cockpit. So the plane was flying from Winnipeg to Cancun. Imagine. How do you get onto a plane if he was that severely impacted by alcohol? How many times, these stories you hear from time to time.
Right.
And you think, okay, well, it gets so much attention. Nobody will ever dare do that again. And here's somebody who, excuse me, was dumb enough to do it again. Oof. Wow.
So his co-captain did the flight?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how does the co-captain,
though, not... The reason they're in there is because they've been trained, they can handle the
plane. But how does the co-captain not...
The co-captains often are getting more training as to where they may not have been to a particular airport, so they get trained. You're not supposed to sit in the left seat until you've been in the airport that the company...
Right, I get that, but how come the co-captain, when they're doing the flight check, when they're sitting there going through their checklist, how did you not know that the guy was so drunk that you report him immediately before you take off?
I don't know.
That's what I don't understand.
That's right. I'm with you. How do you get into the plane and not be known? You just smell it.
Right.
Or anything else. People who are that inebriated, you're dead drunk. You smell like you're dead drunk.
I mean, obviously he must have been slurring his way through the checklist. I mean, how do you not report that right away?
Yes. All right, in a moment, protesters hang from the rafters during a Vikings game. Biff Keelan will have that report. Let me report to you now on Superbeats and how people are using Superbeats more and more and more all the time. Fake energy. You replace it with Superbeats. Superbeats gives you the energy, a shot of something that's really terrific. So get rid of the coffee. Get into the all-natural Superbeats routine. If you haven't started yet, make yourself a New Year's resolution to call 800. You ready for this number? Please call this number, 800-655-4183. Or order your first supply of Superbeats. 3 months you pay for, you get another month free, free shipping, all the good stuff that comes with Superbeats. It's 800-655-4183. Start the new year right. Or you can go online and order them on DougLikesBeats.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Hosted by singer and American Idol winner Taylor Hicks, State Plate is a brand new culinary travel series on the INSP network. Each episode of State Plate has Hicks taking a culinary tour of a given state to assemble a plate of that state's most emblematic foods. We spoke with him about this new series.
So State Plate is, we go to a state in the United States and we have an empty plate with a silhouette of that particular state that I have to fill up with foods that are iconic to that state. So we go to Wisconsin, we talking about cheese. We go to Maine, we're talking about lobsters. We got to fill up an entree, a dessert, sides, appetizers. We got to fill a big plate of food up from each particular state. It's really super educational for me to go into a state like Nebraska and find out what a great dessert Nebraskans eat, or what a favorite entree people from Massachusetts love. This is kind of different than other food and travel shows because it's really about the state that you're in, not necessarily a region. Also, we're going to the farm. We're taking the idea of the origin of this iconic food, and we're going to the farm. And if it's an establishment where a particular famous dessert is made from a particular state, we're going there.
That's American Idol winner Taylor Hicks on State Plate, his brand new culinary travel series. State Plate airs Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern on INSP. For more information, visit stateplatetv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Yeah. All right, we have 46 and change after the hour. DJV, Doug, and Victoria, and Kara. So we have a couple of items here from the sports world that are sort of interesting. The Viking-Bears game with the protesters dropping a message for the stadium's owners. And I'm not sure, Victoria, I understand what the, I guess the stadium is owned by U.S. Bank. And U.S. Bank owns stock in the company that's trying to build the Dakota Access Pipeline. So the message was no DAPL.
Right, right. It was amazing. So. I couldn't believe, I mean, there was a disturbance that you could see. If you're just at home watching the Vikings-Bears game, you could see that something was happening, but you couldn't quite figure it out up in the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was using ropes and climbing harnesses. It's like the guy who scaled Trump Tower. I don't know how these people got into the stadium through security with climbing harnesses and a giant banner that called for U.S. Bank to divest and included the hashtag no DAPL, which is the No Dakota Access Pipeline. I don't know how they did it, but they did. So I guess eventually they were off camera. They were dealt with and arrested for trespassing and a bunch of other things. But
if they paid for a ticket, why would they be... they must have paid for a ticket to get in.
Right.
So why would they be arrested for trespassing? They were
there. Because you can't be on the field.
Something...
You can't be on... They were hovering over the field, so you can't be anywhere near there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have a seat in the stadium, but you can just be, you don't have access to all areas of the arena.
Yeah.
And to especially be up in the rafters.
Early in the second quarter... they stayed there till the end of the game. couldn't get them down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm for that. I'm for protesting. You know that.
Yes.
A protester. I'm a protester. I'm a protester. Watch you guys go by. Anyway, it is something to call attention to it so that pot keeps boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Now it appears that Gary Kubiak, who is the fellow that was responsible for the Denver Broncos getting the Super Bowl, stepping down because he has health concerns. I wonder what his problem is.
I don't know.
He was quite, I remember being in Denver earlier this year. As a matter of fact, I think it was about Super Bowl time. They're all worked up about that. I don't get worked up about things like that, but I would be curious to know what was going on with him health-wise. He's somebody that a lot of people know. I was looking at a report on the NFL Network. You know how much football was on TV this past week? How many games were played? Do you realize how much time
was devoted? Don't know, but it was a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 10 minutes before the hour here with DJV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, 53 past the hour, Monday, January the 2nd, 2017, Tech Talk time. Victoria and I are going to go through what's going on in Vermont with a power grid up there. Look out below. And then there's a new high-tech suitcase that is apparently so popular you can't get one. So why are we talking about it? It was like, tease alert. And also the Consumer Electronics Show gets going this year. This is a tradition, first week of the new year, this huge event in Las Vegas, which brings hundreds of thousands of people there to gawk at new electronics and new technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so here's my pal Holland Cook with a preview of what it looks like CES is going to be all about this year.
Last year, CES strained Vegas hotel capacity. So this year, they've capped attendance at last year's 176,000 of us. And they even changed their name. What was the Consumer Electronics Association is now the Consumer Technology Association. Because there's more to tech than gadgets. The world's biggest retailer doesn't own a single store. Amazon.com. Google and Uber are verbs, not gadgets. digits. Uber, which now equals car to a growing worldwide customer base, has a bigger market cap than General Motors. The world's biggest taxi fleet doesn't own any cars. It's a social network. And yes, I am in gadget heaven with acres of selfie sticks and Bluetooth speakers and mammoth 3D TVs and drones. More than 2,200 companies' products are on display here. 80% of them are small businesses, many of them startups that presidential candidates call the risk takers. And many of them are lining up for ABC TV's Shark Tank, which is doing open auditions here. Tech is big business. $285 billion this year in the USA alone. And I'll tell you all about it all this week from SurvivalSpeech.com. I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
All right, let's get to this utility in Vermont, the power, and I'm not sure whether there was a power outage here. I know there have been attempted hacks on the electric grid in various places, so the most recent is the discussion, the discovery of a bit of malware at a Vermont utility office. Is that right? Is that basically substance here?
The Russian malware was a code, and it was found on a laptop. It's linked to quote-unquote Grizzly Step. That's what the Obama administration calls a Russian operation that's linked to several hacks during the election. So if they find this malware that says Grizzly Step on it, then you know it's connected to the other Russian stuff that's connected to the election hacking. So the laptop wasn't technically connected to any of the grid systems, and the companies were working now with the feds to figure out if there was a breach and to prevent a breach. The reason that this is obviously such a big deal is if any of our electrical grids get hacked and the service is interrupted, that directly impacts emergency medical situations, hospitals, utility services. I mean, it's a really big deal, and that's why grids are always so heavily guarded and protected. In a statement, Vermont's governor said that the U.S. government should put an end to this sort of Russian meddling. So this is, I think, more and more states are now on high alert, and I think that you're going to continue to see this be a big developing story, hopefully not for the entire year of 2017, but I think certainly in the beginning of it, we're going to hear more and more of this, and everyone's now on high alert. They now know what malware and what the codes are to detect them on certain systems, which is a good thing, and you know, we have to stay ahead of it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, here's this new high-tech suitcase that 3,000 people are waiting for. I get a new, for Christmas, a new briefcase. I guess that's what we used to call them. I don't know how they call it that, but this is bigger than that. What's in this thing? Why do so many people want it?
Well, you know, this is a Raiden A22 carry suitcase. It has technologies that allow you to always know the location of your bag through your smartphone. There's a corresponding app. So if you're waiting for your bag, if your bag is misplaced somewhere in the airport before you board your flight or when you're waiting for it on the carousel, it tells you how many feet away it is. So if it's hundreds of feet away, you know it's on a different flight. So it makes finding your bag a lot easier. It also, one of the cool things it has, as you pack, you know how sometimes, well, women have this a lot, we overpack and we don't know, oh no, are we going to get to the airport and get a surprise that it weighs too much? This bag, as you're packing, tells you what the weight of it is, which is also really cool. It has a digital scale that shows up on your smartphone. And it also gives...
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.